Ryan Whittington owns and operates Club K9, a dog boarding facility in South Charleston. He was blindsided by the CryptoLocker virus, which is a type of malicious software broadly known as ransomware.
How we doing?
Yeah, that's me. How you doing, man? Nice to finally meet you.
We checked that one customer in, come back 5 minutes later, and our computer was turned off. Rebooted it back up. When we booted it back up was when the encryptos come in. We really had no idea what to do with it other than to call one of the computer shops, and they notified us that we needed to contact state police. They had us contact the FBI over it. Everybody took reports, but nothing anybody was going to do about it.
Ransomware programs go through your computer without your knowledge and lock up files, encrypting them with an unbreakable code. Then you get a message demanding money in return for a key to access your files.
With us, they was estimating that somewhere to be right around $10,000 would pay it, and with a small business like us, we just couldn't do it.
Whittington was advised by law enforcement not to pay the ransom. Director of Information Security Services at West Virginia University, Alex Gelso, explains.
It's not advisable to pay the money because you're paying the money to the bad guys, and there's no guarantee that they're going to give you the information to unlock the files, or they might give you an invalid key to unlock it, or they might give you a file which could cause further damage to your machine.
That was true in Whittington's case. He said a computer repair shop found a second ransomware program embedded deep in his files. The program likely would have been activated once the ransom had been paid. But the time and money it took to restore the computer system and business files cost Club K9 dearly. About $8,000, Whittington said.
It's a significant chunk of money for us. I mean, you're talking about a third of your business for a month, basically half your business in a smaller business. I mean, depending on what it is, but like our type of business, about a third of our monthly income, and that's crippling on you.
And he isn't alone in dealing with malicious software. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says his office has seen a rise in the number of complaints about computer scams and malware in West Virginia. He says at least 100 cases were reported last year. 14 complaints were filed in January this year.
And usually when you get a complaint, it's reflective of a much bigger problem. So kind of a rule of thumb, for every complaint that comes in, there are going to be many other problems that occur, but they just may not know to call the West Virginia Consumer Protection Office. So we think this is a growing problem.
Morrissey and Gelso, the information security officer from WVU, agree that the best way to beat scammers is prevention. Use a robust antivirus program. There are many available, and some programs have anti-malware add-ons that can boost your protection. Whittington decided to go a step further. He now keeps his business files on a computer that isn't connected to the internet. He uses a separate machine for online ordering and email. It's also important in general to just pay close attention when using the internet, Morrissey says.
A lot of times when the spam email comes in and you don't recognize it or it looks a little bit odd, resist the temptation to click on and be curious. Stop, pause, and then call our office and inquire about it before you get yourself into a world of trouble.
Use strong passwords and change them often. Be suspicious of all email you receive and notices that pop up while you're browsing. Gelso and Morrissey urge people to use common sense when dealing with unsolicited email. If it's too good to be true, it probably isn't. Malware writers use underhanded tactics to get people to open their files, Gelso said.
There's a dire warning in the body of the email. If you do not provide us this information, your service will be terminated. And a provider is not going to tell you that in an email. Or the sender's address has two letters flipped, which look really close together, like, you know, WVU. They'll go WUV. And when you're reading it really fast, your eyes don't always see that slight change.
He said elderly and young people are particularly vulnerable to malicious software.
It preys on the elderly because they're alone and they're looking for someone to communicate with. And for kids, they just do things so fast that they miss some of the triggers that would alert them that it was a potentially suspicious piece of software or malicious piece of software that they're going to be installing.
Morrissey says scam victims should file a complaint with the Consumer Protection Division online or by phone as soon as possible.
And then we take that very seriously and also share it with some of our sister law enforcement agencies so we can detect patterns and problems that can lead to better results.
The bottom line, Morrissey and Gelso say, is to slow down, be suspicious, and be alert when using the internet. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Morgantown.